Leo yelled to Buzz to look at something above the canyon where the backpack was found. When she arrived, Leo was examining tracks in the ground. "These look like the tracks of 2 12-year-old kids to me," he said. Buzz agreed with him. The tracks had been made after the hailstorm yesterday, and the kids couldn't have traveled very far in the dark. She and Leo followed the tracks to a pile of boulders on a small hill. In front of a small recess, they discovered a mound of ashes and a tangle of footprints and tracks. Leo knelt to examine them. "It looks like the kids and a mountain lion to me, and recent, too." "Leo, look at this. I think we've just missed them," Buzz said, gesturing to a stack of smashed cactus buds on the ground. "Somebody was eating these tunas for dinner last night." She used her binoculars to search the countryside. "I know they're close. I just feel it. There." Two small figures were hiking toward a notch in the hills below. Buzz blew her whistle 3 times, but the figures kept moving. "They're too far away to hear it. They must be trying to reach the highway," Buzz told Leo. "Radio the plane. We can't lose them now." As they walked toward the notch in the hills, Daniel and Carmen became conscious of a droning noise overhead. They spotted the airplane at the same time. As Daniel and Carmen waved frantically, the plane circled them and dipped its wings in response. They were rescued. In relief, Daniel curled his fingers around the stone in his pocket and felt some indentations in the rock. After pulling it out of his pocket, he showed it to Carmen. "Look, we really did find a birthday present for my dad," he told Carmen. Cradled in Daniel's hand was the perfect fossil of a tiny fish.